Hello there.
Hello there.
Welcome to What If Qui-Gon Didn't Die? My name's Jamie.
And my name is Sean.
And we like talking about Star Wars. And we like to ask what if questions, and we like to ask different. We've got a whole range of things we talk about now, haven't we?
Yeah, in our little backlog, people.
Yeah, and sometimes we take in listener questions.
We do.
Now, this question we've got today is actually a long time coming.
Yeah.
This has been stored in the bank.
Yeah.
And today we're finally going to talk about it. So, who's this question come from, Sean?
This question has come from Matthew West, a good friend of mine. His Instagram is Matt West Drums. I'm sure of it.
Yes, I'm pretty sure you're right.
Yeah, Matt West Drums. Really good lad. Known him for years. Beautiful drummer as well.
We're going to go and see him next week, isn't it? Next Saturday?
Next Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's going to be really good. He's in a band called Mother Vulture and a few other bands as well. I'll tag him in the handle
Slut. When
I do this. Slutty. That is his life, and he's a really good drummer, and he loves Star Wars. And at the moment, at the time of this recording, he started the Clone Wars, and he's making his way through the series.
Oh, is he? Had he watched it before?
No, he's been a film man. So
he's the same as me. So I should take some inspiration from him, really, and get some Clone Wars watching done.
Yeah, yeah, he's, and then he can obviously do the Rebels and Bad Batch and all the rest of it and really catch up. And then when he, you know, because I think he's seen Ahsoka in Mandalorian, so he'll realise a bit more who Ezra is,
yeah,
sort of thing. So fair play to him. Good man, Matthew.
Yeah, 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 nice.
It is a long slog, I'll give you that. It's difficult to watch the first couple of series, as I've said before. It's supposed to grow up with the audience.
Yeah.
So when Clone Wars first come out, it was for nippers, because it was all animated and a little bit, oh, look at Anakin, he's fighting the bad guys, pew, 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 and they're all robots, so they're not really like bad
people. Yeah, yeah.
And then by episode 7, you can see actually just how horrible it all is, and it basically becomes Warhammer Grimdark. So it grows up with you, but if you can get to the end there, and then you start Rebels and sort of realise how Filoni's bringing in all the different stuff to make the canon up,
yeah,
that leads us on to episode 4. As we've said previously, that's the starting point.
Yes.
And whatever's done has to work around the canon that's been embedded there.
The work that has to go into that sort of thing is mind-blowing, really, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So he started watching that. So he sent us a little question. And what was the question, dear sir?
Matt asks, what if Watto accepted Republic credits? What does this mean, Sean?
This is a massive, massive meme on the internet. So this means when Qui-Gon went to Watto's shop.
So this is in episode 1, Phantom Menace.
Phantom Menacio. He needed a new hyperdrive for a ship.
Yes.
And he went round Watto's and he said, oh, you got quite a few parts or whatever. I can't remember the exact wording. But he offered Watto Republic credits. Mm. Watto said, no, I don't accept them. Which is then the whole thing started where he saw Anakin.
Well, yeah, and just remembering Qui-Gon tried to convince him using a Jedi mind trick.
But it doesn't work on his...
It doesn't work, so there's no...
Was he a Genosian? No, he's not a Genosian, is he?
He's a flying...
I can't remember what name his people are. But anyway, the Jedi, they have quite a resilience to the Force mind tricks.
Yeah.
I think it's their species trait, is that they sort of can...
Yeah,
doesn't work on me.
They've got good willpower.
Yeah, it doesn't work on me.
Yeah.
Plus, he's such a grafter.
Oh,
he knows when he's trying to be swindled.
Yeah, yeah. He's horrible, isn't he?
Yeah, so... and that sort of started it, didn't it?
Yes.
Because from then, Qui-Gon, you know, instead of...
And you needed to get the money... The right currency.
Yeah.
He had no choice.
Yeah.
If he needed that hyperdrive unit.
Yeah, yeah.
He needs to get the correct currency.
So, yeah. And he didn't accept him, did he? So then that sparks the Anakin pod race. You know, he's only a child, you know.
Yeah.
Trying to win so that they can get money to buy the hyperdrive thing. And then he wants to buy Anakin. And then they, you know, they stay on the planet for a little while and do the midichlorian blood test. Which is made out to be a bigger thing in Bad Batch, but back then, like I said, it was just a little like beep.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you can be a Jedi. Beep. It's as simple as that. You don't have to do any of these funny.
It's over 9,000.
It's over 9,000.
Yeah. You know, there's no funny little training things where you're trying to do, like, you know, yoga, like in some episodes, sort of say. But
I've never thought about this before. This midichlorian count thing is a good way of making it so that us normal humans have got no chance of being Jedi.
Yeah.
And we know we can't be because we don't have a midichlorian count.
Yeah, well, this is it. Yeah,
you need the midichlorians, otherwise you can't be Jedi, so that's it.
You can join the Jedi religion.
You can, yeah.
But you'll never be a Jedi.
I'm sure we all did it on Facebook at some point. Yeah. What religion are you, Jedi?
Yeah, Jedi.
Obviously.
But, yeah. But that just sort of sparked the whole series then, didn't it? Because
he needed
Anakin. He needed, obviously, he didn't foresee Shmi being such a thing. You know, he could have just been like, oh, well, if Anakin's one, I'll have the boy and the mother.
Mm.
You know, I don't have to be so sort of primeval about it and just take Anakin away from his mother. He's still a young boy.
Yes.
You know, I know he fancies Padme, but she ain't his mother.
You ain't my mother.
No, it's okay. You can't tell me what to do. You ain't my mother. Yes, I am.
But yeah, it's a bit crazy that. So, but this is so funny because let's put it this way, because the pod race itself is quite a big thing, wasn't it? It was like a major event.
It's huge.
It's like the Super Bowl almost for that planet. So let's be fair. You got to tell me that the Hutts...
For 40 years?
Ain't no way.
You're telling me for 40 years? Ain't no way.
Ain't no way that the Hutts... You know, the Jabba family, the Slug Boys, the Mafia.
The gangstars.
They're not in control of how the money flows there. You're telling me they ain't in control? If it was that big a thing, you're telling me somebody who would, you know, exchange Republic credits wouldn't be around a crime city as it was? Because it was obviously a bit of a lawless place. It was on the Outer Rim, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So they had a couple of stormtroopers there. But, really? Not stormtroopers, that's later on, but, you know, there's not much on the way of law going around. There's like, you know, it would have been sheriffs or whatever, like we saw in the Book of Boba.
That's right, yes.
Oh, I say stormtroopers, sheriffs.
Just because we love stormtroopers.
Yeah, that's it, yeah, I just love seeing them walk around, bumping their heads. But you're telling me that nobody was there to exchange these credits for Qui-Gon to then go, do you know what we'll do? I'll buy your... Buy your thing for the right money. And or even Watto could have said, I'll take them, but I need 3,000 because the exchange rate means that I'll be getting less.
That's a good point, actually. And that's something that I'd never thought of.
Mm.
But this is a good point. If he's got actual currency, if he's got money, why could he not just take it to the Bureau de Change?
Yeah, Bureau de Change. Which is in every place, because we even see in the animated stuff, somebody's there with money. You know, there has got to be somewhere for you to exchange money. And it would be weird with Republic credits, don't get me wrong, on a planet like that on the Outer Rim.
Yeah, where the Republic doesn't reach.
Yeah, you know, Qui-Gon rocks up and he goes, I've got 2,000 Republic credits here, what do they get me? And they'd obviously rip him off and say, we'd only get 1,000, whatever it is. The exchange rate would be horrendous.
Do you not think it's also quite funny that Jedi only go around with Republic credits, knowing that half the galaxy that they'll visit
doesn't use them. Yeah.
Because they must be in the Outer Rim a lot.
Well, you'd think they would be because of the lawless states and stuff like that.
Unless they just generally keep themselves out of the way and just go, well, you're lawless, but you're out there doing your own thing.
So they must be going around there.
We'll look after Republic's own stuff normally.
That might be because, obviously, in episodes 1, 2, and 3, the Senate was using quite a bit of involvement with the Jedi. Maybe prior to that, you know, before they had, you know, the peacekeeping core, almost.
Yeah.
You'd think they would be wanderers and that they would go to the Outer Rim and they would... You know, but maybe they wouldn't make money and just carry around Republic credits. Maybe they would, you know, basically exchange it or work for money. And they'd say, all right, we obviously need to pay for this, or we need this part. Do you have this money? No. Do I know how I can get some? Yes, we need a bit of work over here. And then, and a normal Jedi would probably go, oh, right, well, then I'll help out there and get a bit of money.
Yeah, maybe that's how it is. Maybe that money's for emergency uses.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't normally do it, but obviously Qui-Gon's quite excited about Anakin, isn't he?
Yeah.
So he's doing everything he can to free the boy.
Free the boy.
But he can't just take the boy.
No.
That's not going to work.
Because he's a slave. He needs to be paid for.
Yeah, and he understands how it works, and he's trying to sort of to help, but the only money he's got then would be galactic credits.
Yeah.
So, as you say, this creates a problem. So he can't pay with the credits. There's no bureau de change there.
Or even a loan shark.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, or anything like that.
Maybe just wouldn't deal with those people, perhaps. But
well, yeah.
So then he has to enter a wager with Watto.
Mm.
To make sure he gets the parts. But in the meantime, he's also getting to know Anakin.
Yeah.
But in knowing Anakin, he also gets to know Anakin's mother, Shmi.
Shmi.
Shmi Skywalker, a.k.a. Mary.
Yeah. a.k.a. has a sister. But, you know, that's not mentioned till later on. And later she obviously knows her sister's a slave, but doesn't go to buy her out.
Yeah.
When she meets Owen Lars.
Yeah. Well,
that's family for you.
I've never had a good feeling about Owen and Beru.
No.
So anyway, the problem we've got is skipping forward in a story. Anakin all he wants to do is save his mother.
Yes.
Now they don't make a big fuss about it. For a lot of the stories, we see Anakin grow up.
Yeah.
It's kind of forgotten about it. His mother's left on Tatooine to be a slave, and we just kind of think that's where the story ends.
Yeah.
But there is a point where he returns to Tatooine when he's in a position where he thinks he can go and save her.
Yeah.
By any means. And then he finds out
she's been captured by Sand People
and she's killed and she's gone, which then sends him spiraling.
Yeah.
So from that point, that is possibly one of the major turning points for him becoming part of the Sith.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because at that point, Palpatine's already been digging his little claws in, isn't he?
Yeah.
And Palpatine must know. You're telling me Palpatine doesn't know that Shmi's been captured, or he's put his feelers out in the Force and he knows that she's in a bad way or possibly dead.
Yeah.
And then he's like, yeah, you're all powerful now. You get your own ship with R2. Go and have a look for your mother. You know, but the simple thing there would have been, oh, I remember. I remember that planet. They don't take Republic credits. Do you know what I'll do? I'll take the right money and I'll just buy her.
Yeah.
I don't have to go and kill everybody. Why didn't I just go with Obi-Wan at the beginning or ask Padme if we could go and free her? Because Padme knew his mother was a slave. Yeah. So why didn't Padme go, oh, do you know what I'll do? I'll bring Shmi here and I'll look after her. Bunch of selfish pricks.
That is actually a very good point. She's not short of money.
No, and she can exchange any money to go to the Outer Rim. Because it's only a little plot hole that Qui-Gon didn't have the right money. Because let's be fair, on the Outer Rim, all these different... They're just normal credits, aren't they?
Yeah.
They don't say Republic as well. Look, some things, they're just like transferable.
Hmm.
You know, so like, how does Jabba get all his money? Jabba wouldn't go, Republic credits have stolen. And then you're like that. Well, how'd you get him then? Bank transfer?
Yeah, right.
Padme could have gone over there and saved a whole lot of bloody arsehole.
Again, Padme, she's bad news.
She is. She's bad news
She's
for
been
Annie.
Bad news from the start.
From the start.
Yeah.
From the start.
Once again, we've found
it's a bad romance, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's Lady Gaga.
So, circling back again.
Sorry, yeah, lost myself there, people. That's another episode. Yeah, why did Padme ruin Anakin?
But this all ties in. It actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And these are questions that we ask as we go along, and then realise actually why Anakin's the way that he is.
Yeah.
And that's because he's been messed up by a woman.
It's really smart storytelling because it's all these little things that are out of his control. make it then his issue.
Yeah. So let's go back to it. So we've kind of gone through the backstory. We've covered what has happened because of a lack of
actual knowledge or respect in it.
Well, a lack of the correct currency. So that's created a situation where eventually, as Anakin's mum is murdered.
Yeah.
Which then sends him on the path. Now, if we go back to the turning point, which could be, what if Qui-Gon had the right currency? What would have happened?
Do you think he would have brought Shmi with Anakin? Do you think he would have said, I'll tell you what I'll do, I'll buy the boy and his mother? Oh, didn't he ask?
Yes, he did ask.
But didn't Watto say you can have one or the other? Yeah. I'd have to rewatch the film because I can't quite remember how the conversation went.
I think he basically put enough value on one slave that the bet that he was going to have was only going to cover
the one. And obviously Qui-Gon was just thinking, oh, I need to get Anakin. I need to teach him the ways.
And he knew he couldn't barter him another person because it would be too much. So he kind of had to make that loss, I suppose.
And he was very singular-minded because was it at that point because he was very knee-deep in the prophecy. He was a big believer. And even though Obi-Wan was like, master, you know, it's just a prophecy. But Qui-Gon was actually very much so. He's the church, like, the prophecy's coming true. Yeah. Like, I am fantasized about this, you know. I lay awake at night thinking about it. So even if Shmi was a chip on the table, at that point, Qui-Gon might not, you know, as much as we love Qui-Gon, maybe he wouldn't have thought about Shmi because he was fanatical about the prophecy. Not fanatical, but it was embedded in him. He was a pure believer of the prophecy's going to come true with this dude.
Unless him adding, can I take Shmi as well, was actually just to make it seem like just taking Anakin was just an easier, cheaper deal for Watto, so he feels like he's got a better option. He's gone and gone, can I have both? And he's gone, no. Okay, can I have half of that then?
Yeah.
And he's gone, okay, yes. Even though Anakin
is the better trained one. He built 3PO, didn't he?
Around the shop.
Yeah.
He's just a little wizard, isn't he? He's just...
Yeah, he knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah. I mean, we don't see what Shmi does. We know that she works there.
Cleaner, even though it's always very dirty there. It's not cleaning very well.
but she's old.
Yeah.
Well, she's portrayed as being old. Even though he's only 8 years old or something.
Yeah. A late birth.
Yeah.
It's a difficult one, isn't it? Because in typical Star Wars fashion, that whole sort of bit is very much, Anakin's really good at doing this and that.
Yeah.
And he built 3PO. Where did he get the bits from, though? Because he's a slave. You're telling me Watto gave him the bits?
No, he's obviously stolen.
He's stolen them from somewhere, or wreckage and salvage has come in, and he's gone, oh, do you know what I'll do? If Watto doesn't want these bits, I'll have them.
One for me, two for you. One for me, two for you.
Yeah. And then built 3PO that way, which is crazy, because a droid like that...
It's complex.
Watto would be like, that's mine. You're my slave. You're my property. You live in a house that I pay for. You know, because they don't live in the shop, do they?
No.
They've got their own little, you know... Hovel, which is weird because it's like, oh, my slave's coming to work today. They're my slaves. Yeah. I can't keep an eye on them because they're at their house. They could go and do whatever they wanted.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't know. They say slave, but I'm. It's more like servant, not slave. They say slave to make it seem worse than it is. But the actual lifestyle they have, I mean, if Anakin's able to steal that crap and make 3PO, if he's able to go to his own house and eat dinner with his mother, you know, they're not slaves, are they?
I suppose the reason they're slaves and not servants is a servant could leave and do something else. A servant is employed, whereas a slave has no choice. Yeah. Well, it's not even a contract, is it? It's just, you're mine.
Yeah.
And yes, he's clearly provided living.
Oh, he's given them lodging,
accommodation, and all that sort of stuff, which is probably, they've probably got a really nice deal out of it.
To be fair, they're protected,
but they're not paid enough to break get away.
Yeah. Which is what was planned, obviously.
Yeah, if somebody can control your food and your accommodation, but not give you enough money, then you've got everything you need to actually physically live.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
not enough to escape.
Mm.
You can't start a life because you've got no money.
Yeah.
But you are looked after to a degree. You are fed and watered and sheltered.
You have a roof over your head.
So, so you wouldn't want to leave. So.
Can I just add in here, though, as well? Going back to Anakin making 3PO, they got their own house.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a lawless town, right?
Yeah.
Until Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan got there, it's obviously all gangs, all shops, all marketplace. There's shady little bastards running around every corner.
Yeah.
If they knew that Anakin was a wizard and a mastermind and had built 3PO, because Watto's proud of him, and he's, you know, he even says, you know, he's the best whatever I've ever had.
Yeah.
You're telling me that nobody's once kicked the door down and gone, you're coming with me, boy.
Mm.
You're good at this stuff. I need you here.
Yeah, well, maybe Watto's got some good protection.
This is what I mean as well. Maybe he's got them under protection. Maybe this is why he's like, I've put so much investment in, I don't really want to let him go. Because even though he acts like a bit of a knob, maybe somewhere in there, he does actually care about him enough to be like, you're not going to get hurt as long as you obviously...
He's protecting his investment, isn't he?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I think that's
in a selfish way.
That's one way to look at it. Is that they're an investment? They're not people. They're investments.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
assets, and but they're actually really them. Good assets.
Yeah.
So he's going to do what he can to protect those. I wanted to add something else as well. So Qui-Gon asks to rescue Shmi, but what does he do with Shmi? If he does rescue her, he's got to then take her on a ship. She might not even know what it's like on a ship.
Yep.
Take her back to, what, Coruscant? Maybe?
Maybe the Jedi Temple, be a cleaner. Or maybe house her.
But then he's got to house and feed her, pay her. And who's paying for all this?
She could get a job.
But then she's got nothing to start with.
Hmm. But you're telling me the Jedi don't have enough money to just be like, here's a little place to live for now.
But then why can't they do that for all slaves? What makes her so special? Why should she get special treatment when there's plenty of other slaves who have got Jedi offspring?
That were just taken away.
That were just taken away, yeah. In fact, they do steal children, more or less, to turn them into Jedi. They go across and go, oh yeah, you're with us now.
Yeah.
We've checked your midichlorians. You're destined to be a Jedi, so say goodbye to your parents. You probably won't see them again.
Yeah. Which is very strange, actually, because as soon as they were old enough to fly a ship, why couldn't they just go home and visit and be like, look, my mum finished Jedi school.
Yeah.
Why has it got to be such a thing of you need to break away from your parents? Because that's like the Night's Watch in Game of Thrones.
Mm.
I won't ever see my family unless I've been ordered to go south. Why? Yeah. You're a brother of the Night's Watch. You're defending the wall. But it doesn't mean that you still don't have a mum and dad.
Yeah, right.
Like, your mum, like, it's not indoctrinated out of you. Like, you wake up one day and go, I was an orphan. I was born out of the mud. Because you would, wouldn't you? If they took me away from my mum and dad, I'd be like, right, as soon as I can fly a ship, I'd ask for leave from the council. I'd be like, can I go and visit my mum and dad, please?
Mm.
I just want to make sure they're all right. Give them a couple of credits, because obviously I've done some work or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you can send me on whatever mission you want. You know, or I'll go and keep peace in that sector. But while I'm there, I'll drop in and say hello, because I'm working.
Yeah, make sure they're okay.
So why was it so difficult for, and you think as well, during the Clone Wars, Anakin had his own force of clones.
Yeah.
They gave him command of a squadron or whatever it was, a battalion. He mastered over Ahsoka. He had his own ships. He had his own ship with R2 in it. He could have gone any time. Why did he wait till the very bitter end to get all worried about his mum? Why didn't he go during the Clone Wars? Because the Clone Wars went everywhere. Yeah. He could have said, right, we've got some downtime for 2 days. Rex, you're in control. I'm just going to go and make sure mummy's all right. You know, why was it made that he had to then go and see Shmi at the bitter end when she was dying? I know he had a feeling about her, but surely he would have known.
He must have thought about it in between times.
And like whenever he was having frolicking in the sand with Padme, not in the sand, in the grass,
Yeah, we stay out of the sand.
Stay out of the sand. He's frolicking with Padme in the grass on that planet, making memes about her. And not once did he go, oh, do you know what? Can we go and visit my mum? I know you've got a ship and I'm protecting you, but it would be really nice if we went and got my mum so I could get married.
Have you met my mum yet?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, even though she has. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but...
Yeah, sort of thing, but you know...
Not recently.
Yeah, we're going to get married. Do you think we should go and see my mum and tell her? Look, she's been stolen by sand people. Let's go and rescue her. Done. She's safe, lives with Padme. Happy days.
Yeah.
Looks after the grandkids while Anakin's fighting the good fight.
Sticks her in the granny flat.
Yeah, that's it, in the annex. Padme would house her.
Anakin's annex.
Yeah, that's it. Like, the whole thing is a little bit messed, and I don't think it's Qui-Gon's fault. Because like you said, Watto's obviously trying to protect his investment.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to let Anakin go. It was because he lost the bet, and he's actually more honourable about the bet than he is about, obviously, owning two slaves or whatever. So Qui-Gon won. Everybody knew that Qui-Gon had won this bet. So Watto would lose business if he didn't keep up with it. He needs to be shown to keep his word.
So... Another little spin of an idea here. What if Qui-Gon
didn't die?
What if the only reason he asked to free Shmi was to make it look like he was trying to be really friendly, like really appealing to young Anakin, like he's trying his best. I've come here. It wasn't to free you, but as you are here, I'm going to try and free you. And yes, we're going to do that. Or can I also free his mother? Because that's going to make him believe what I'm going to say more, because he's going to trust me more, because he can see he wants my best interest.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though Qui-Gon probably knew from his conversation with Watto in the first place, he wasn't going to negotiate. Shmi was never...
part of the deal.
She was never ever going to be part of the deal. He only asked about her to impress Anakin.
Yeah. Because he did want Anakin to believe, didn't he?
All he wanted was Anakin.
Yeah.
All he wanted was the hyperdrive part.
Yeah, at first.
at first. And when that didn't work, he then discovered Anakin, blah, blah, blah. But once he discovered Anakin, like you say, he was laser focused on Anakin.
Yeah.
He knew he still needed the hyperdrive parts, but he also knew here's a young lad who he could be the future.
Yeah, yeah.
He could be what defines the Jedi, and we need to bring him back.
Yeah,
and discover more.
Yeah, but then as well, like you said, they took every child away. But, you know, it's weird how the other Jedi aren't so much affected by not seeing their parents again.
Well, I mean, we don't see their interactions, and maybe there's something similar. Like, maybe the parents get compensated.
You've brought your child off you for X amount.
Yeah, I mean, that's it does sound bad that way, and I think it really is bad. But when they sort of discover younglings... Some of the parents will get in touch with their local Jedi counselor and be like, my kids...
He can move a cup across the room with his mind.
I've just seen something here. I think it's a bit weird. And do you want to come and investigate? Do you want to have a look?
Yeah.
Because I've heard about your Jedi magic.
Yeah.
So maybe there's a bit of a almost like an offering, like this is a chance for you to have a career as a Jedi.
Yeah, a better life than here on this planet sort of thing.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe they just get discovered by accident, like Anakin, I suppose. And then the parents are compensating, like, oh, we've discovered your child has got this sort of weird energy about them. Can we do a test? Yes. Oh, midichlorians look quite strong here. We think that your child should go to...
The Jedi school.
Yeah,
for the Jeds.
And we'll train them to be a Jedi. And the parents were like, oh, but that's my child. Like, yeah, we know, but this is a chance for them. Would it help if we gave you some credits?
Yeah, or protection. So say it's a place where law is bad, or maybe they're on quite a dangerous planet with lots of, you know, beasties. Maybe they'd be like, do you know what we'll do? we'll leave somebody here to sort of look over the village, you know, sort of maybe we'll do routine checks and open a trade route for you. How's about that? So you have some sort of connection to the outer worlds. You know, because I can't remember if Ahsoka goes back, because obviously in Tales of the Jedi, you see Ahsoka as a baby, don't you?
Right.
And they take Ahsoka away. I can't remember which episode that is. But I'm sure she goes back at some point, and her father is in trouble. I can't remember if there's an episode like that or it's a different thing.
Mm.
But yeah, so there are instances where they go back. There must be. Yeah. So it's just really weird that Anakin doesn't go back to see Shmi.
Yeah.
So the question isn't really what if Watto sort of, you know, accepted Republic credits, because it's, the question should be, why is Anakin a shit son? Yeah. Why didn't Obi-Wan, you know, Obi-Wan was obviously like, you don't really see much of his personal life apart from the Mandalorian sort of storyline in the Clone Wars, you know. But obviously he deals with things in his own way and he goes off on his own anyway. Whereas we spend a lot more time with Anakin. So why was it such a strange thing for him to just not go?
I think it's also one of those things where we don't see people's parents. Yeah. Like you're looking at a character, like you watch any film, how often do you see that person's parents? Unless it's a part of the storyline specifically.
Yeah.
They just don't really exist, do they? These people turn up out of nowhere on your screen, they do what they do, and then it's the end.
Yeah.
But because we grew up, well, we saw Anakin growing up, we saw his mum at the start.
Yeah.
Then we sort of remember that he's got a mother.
Yeah.
We don't remember that anybody else, Obi-Wan, etc., have parents potentially somewhere else.
Yeah.
So we don't need to see them. So maybe that's just why we never get... Maybe Anakin has been back to visit a few times.
Oh, do you know what? Didn't he say to Padme one of the things, one of his dreams is to buy his mother, to free her?
Mm.
He did, didn't he?
I think
when they're in them sort of water garden type places. Yeah. And he says to her, I'd love to buy my mother and free her. Mm. She's stuck there all on her own. Oh my God, yeah. He did say that. Forget everything in the last half an hour, just said people about Anakin being a little brat. I think he did actually say that though, didn't he? I'm sure he has said about freeing his mother.
But I think he did. I think he says, even in Phantom Menace, when he's little, that he'd be back.
To free his mother.
Yeah, yeah. Like that was his plan. But that was kind of key to that point.
Yeah.
And then obviously later on he does go back, but...
It's too late.
But still doesn't get away from the fact that if he wanted to rescue her...
He could have done years ago.
Yeah.
He could have done it any time.
By force or otherwise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because he would have gone back with... You know, and he could have offered Watto, you know, some droids.
Mm.
Because there's droids abundant everywhere bar where they were.
Yeah.
You know, you go anywhere else in the galaxy, there's droids everywhere. He could have said, you know what? I've got loads of R2 units for you.
Mm.
And there's a competence droid over there. You know, they can... I've programmed them to do what you need so you can release...
Yeah.
Release mum. It's a fair exchange. You're getting five bodies, essentially, for the price of one.
Yeah.
He could have done that anytime.
Anytime he wanted.
And it wouldn't have mattered if Watto accepted credits or no.
No.
Because Anakin would have then been happy. His mum could have put him on the right path, told him Palpatine's a bit of a knob, unless Palpatine tried to woo her, and then he became stepdaddy Palps. Oh, can you imagine that?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then
well, what a turn that would have been.
Yeah, and then... oh, yeah, crazy. But... we always do, and just like slid down the hill to the sea that is not the question.
Well, I do have one other alternative outcome to this that we'll come back to, but it's very short and sweet.
Okay.
Qui-Gon meets Watto.
Yep.
Says to Watto, I need your hyperdrive unit. And he goes, yeah, it's this much. And he goes, yep, do you take Republic credits? Watto goes, yes. He takes the hyperdrive, installs it in the ships, and off they go.
Yeah.
See you later.
Yeah, this is
no,
it.
No Anakin, nothing else. It's because they've got the part they need, and that's it, he's gone.
For the story to progress, though, for there to be a Darth Vader, do you think, even if Watto accepted credits, Qui-Gon would have felt Anakin? Because obviously this was a film where they... they then was like, oh, I feel a disturbance in the Force. Because we already saw that from Ben Kenobi.
Yeah.
He already knew.
He that's right. They so knew.
So Qui-Gon could have quite easily avoided, or if Watto said yes, like, you could have just ended the film there and it would have been great, back to wherever. But what did they go there for? Were they shot down because they were in the Trade Federation fight? Is that why they're there?
Do you know, I can't even remember. But yeah, it must have been.
It's something to do with the Trade Federation, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then they end up on there. Yes, yeah, it's got to be. But then
we really need to watch these films again.
Yeah, yeah. Oh no, I've just got so much to watch. But
by the time this comes out, the film will have actually been back in the cinemas.
Yeah, so I would have seen it by then.
So you'll have seen it again. I will not have seen it again because I won't be. I'm unavailable.
Unavailable.
Which is annoying. Oh, maybe I should check the Basingstoke time. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's. off air chat, right?
That's down there.
Yeah.
So actually, you know, because we already had Darth Vader in Episode 4. Episode 1 was George Lucas wanted us to meet Anakin Skywalker and start the legend that is Anakin leading up to Vader.
Well, really, those first episodes 1, 2, and 3. Are Anakin's story, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's all about him. Like we,
and how he gets there.
Yeah, it's, you know, we see Obi-Wan, we see the Emperor sort of progress, and we see the Jedi Council, all this sort of stuff. But the core of that story has to be Anakin growing up to become Darth Vader, because by the time we get to Episode 4, which is where everybody starts,
yep.
Who's the biggest character on screen? Straight away, Darth Vader.
Yeah.
So we know that's why it has to be Anakin.
Yeah.
So really, you can't avoid.
You can't avoid Anakin, even if they, you know, like I said, it's just a nice little plot hole for Qui-Gon to dive down that he only had Republic credits and Watto said no.
Yeah.
To start that sort of, we need to do this.
It couldn't have gone any other way.
No. And even if he had brought it, the hyperdrive.
Anakin would have been installing it or something.
Yeah, he would have just been like, I feel you here.
Yeah,
you are quite a big, you know, the Force is telling me something about you. And then it would have started it all anyway.
Yeah.
Whether or not he accepted credits, they would have still had to have gone through the pod race for him to win Anakin.
Yeah, potentially, I suppose. Unless there was another way to barter.
Yeah.
But part of the reason that the pod race happened is because he still had to try and get the hyperdrive unit.
Yes.
So all
sort it all of tied, linked into
yeah,
one.
It all tied in together. But if he'd already had the hyperdrive unit, and then he went back to Watto and said, I'd really like to take Anakin with me, and Watto went, no. Then he would have been like, okay. He probably wouldn't have pushed it, but it's only because he saw Anakin and he had more time to spend with him because he couldn't get the hyperdrive unit.
Yeah, so he stayed in their house, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he stayed there like Gandalf.
Stays
in the Hobbit's house, bashing his head off the ceiling. So it's only that he ends up spending time with Anakin and seeing how he is that he then gets to learn about how much potential he's got.
Yes.
And so when it comes to the pod race, in fact, the pod race isn't even on the cards, is it, at the start?
No.
It's not until he's spent time with Anakin and he's caught the apple or whatever it was.
Yeah.
There was something, wasn't there? And it's just as time's gone on, he's seen the pod racer and he's seen this, and all these things add up, and then he goes, right, well, that's pod race.
Yeah. Because Anakin wasn't supposed to, because Watto didn't want Anakin in the pod race, did he?
He knows he's good, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, and then.
But he knows it's dangerous.
Yeah.
So he probably doesn't want to risk him. Because,
risk his
he's assets. Trying to protect him, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So if he's trying to protect him,
why
would he put him in a risky situation? Yeah, I think he must have been... Qui-Gon must have been fairly persuasive.
Yeah, yeah.
There must have been a reason he'd sort of let... Because that's two items that he's going to let go for the sake of one pod race.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a thing, actually. Oh, but wasn't the pod race mobile...
Yeah,
that wasn't Watto's, was it? I'm sure that was Anakin's.
Anakin built that himself again with stolen parts.
Yeah, so I don't think Watto would have cared about that bit of it so much.
Mm.
I think he would have been more concerned. As soon as they said about the barter and Anakin's going to enter the race, he's obviously thinking, God, I hope he bloody loses.
Yeah.
He either dies or he loses. But he can't win.
No.
But then he won anyway. And then it just sort of put Watto back a little bit.
Yeah, Watto probably thought he was gonna keep everything. Because Sebulba was going to be, he wins all the time. He's really good.
He was supposed to be the champ.
Yeah,
the man,
unbeatable.
Yeah,
until his
dirty tricks until obviously Anakin.
Yeah,
until Anakin did it there. Yeah, it's just a strange one because they had to forward the story somehow, and like you say, even if Watto did accept credits, maybe it would have taken a day or two for Anakin to install it.
Mm.
So then he would have spent time at Anakin's house anyway, and then the same end would have happened.
Yeah, they probably would have... He would have had to have bartered in a different way, perhaps, or he would have had to have done something slightly different to persuade Watto to release Anakin.
Because they would have stayed at his house, surely. They would have been like, oh, there's a young boy here, and he's pretty cool, and he's confident.
Mm.
He's going to fit a hyperdrive. Obi-Wan would have been like, all right, Master, I'll go and have a look around. Qui-Gon would have spent time with him.
Yeah.
And he would have been like, come to the ship with us. Let's have a little look. It's over there. And then he would have been like, oh, you're pretty smart for a young boy. You built this droid. Hold on a minute. Not all young lads can just build a droid from scratch. And then he would have tried the few sort of throwing the apple tricks. And then he would have stayed at Shmi's house one night. And then he would have gone, I just want to do a little blood test. Is that all right?
Yeah.
And then he would have gone, oh, I've already paid for the hyperdrive. Yeah. And then he would have contacted, Coruscant, Jedi Temple, because he was fanatical about the prophecy, and he would have gone, Yoda, I think I found the prophecy here. And Mace Windu would have gone, nah, don't believe that. But yeah. Yoda's gone, something there might be. And then maybe they would have done something else. Maybe Yoda would have gone to visit if he said, Yoda, I think you should come down here. I've bought the hyperdrive, but I need you to come and, see this kid. But obviously be careful because we're on in a sort of, a Wild West town on Tatooine.
Yeah, right.
and the leader, obviously, he's not susceptible to the Force, blah, blah, blah. Yoda would have been like, all right, I'll bring my little tiny midget fly around and have a little talk to Anakin and then Shmi. And maybe it would have gone a different way. But somewhere down that visit, Qui-Gon had to have had some time with Anakin.
Yes. Regardless
if Watto accepted the credits, Matthew West, I'm telling you now, if he accepted them or not, there had to be a break in the story where Qui-Gon spent time with Anakin.
Yeah.
Otherwise, again, Darth Vader would have come around another way. And think about it this way. Palpatine already knew everything. He's made out to be seen like he knows everything.
Yes.
So if Qui-Gon didn't pick Anakin up for then Palpatine to get his claws in at the Jedi Temple, it would have been a matter of time before Palpatine felt it in the Force, went to Tatooine, killed Watto, killed Shmi, and took Anakin anyway. Or he would have got one of the bounty hunters to go and get him. Because you already find out that Palpatine's like some super puppet mastermind.
Yeah, you know, he does know everything.
Yeah, and he must have felt Anakin there, and he's just waiting.
Mm.
Because he wants... You've got to remember, the story is that he wants the council to fail Anakin so that he turns of his own free will.
Yeah, that's the best way.
It's a bit like Luke. He wants Luke to choose to kill his father to put him on the path.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He's not going, you need to do this to be a bad guy.
You can't force him in there.
No, it's like when he says, do it. It's only because Anakin's there. He's not actually saying you need to kill him to be a bad guy. He's saying the choice is yours to do it.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe he knows Anakin's there, but he's waiting for Qui-Gon and the Jedi to mess it up so he can start giving Anakin the choices. Because maybe it makes him a stronger Sith instead of being forced into it.
Yeah, because you resist, don't you? When you're forced into stuff, you do resist it.
Yeah.
But if you feel like you've made the choice yourself, you'll willingly go along with it.
Yeah, you sort of draw it in, don't you?
Mm.
So there's always that as well. So even if Watto accepted the credits for the hyperdrive and Qui-Gon went away and he just mused over a missed chance with a prophecy, maybe he would have gone back. Mm. Oh no, Shmi's dead. Bounty Hunter's been there. You know, it's not even Cad Bane, or it's a young Cad Bane.
Oh, yeah.
You know, teenager Cad Bane goes there, picks up Anakin, kicks him out at some sort of Sith temple.
Yeah.
Palpatine's there on hologram, but it's...
I thought you were going to say holiday there.
On holiday. He's in some shorts and a Hawaiian shirt. Sit down, my young apprentice.
And then Margarita.
Soak up the rays. and then they just start their story from there. But it wouldn't be as effective because you need that betrayal.
Mm.
You need him to fight Obi-Wan and you need him to sort of go down a...
You need him to fall.
Yeah, rather than just be built up to be a bad guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that, yeah. So, you know, does Watto accept credits? Don't really matter.
No.
Whether he did or not.
No.
We still get Darth Vader in Rogue One breaking that door down. Amazing. That scene still has to happen. And this is the thing, it doesn't matter what happens, because we still have Episode 4.
Yeah.
So unless they retcon the entire thing, well, Darth Vader still is Anakin Skywalker, still has to somehow get there. Yeah, so it doesn't matter.
Every new thing has to take what we know previously.
Yeah, yeah.
But it can't work the other way around.
Yeah, that's it. So it's a really good question, and I like the idea of Watto, you know, doing what he has to do, and maybe he's thinking about it, and all these different ideas of, you know, Yoda going there, or Palpatine already knowing, you know, sending bounty hunters, or, you know, stuff like that. But it's just a bit silly, because even though we love Qui-Gon, he's a bit silly.
We all have our moments.
We do, yeah. A young kid that age built a, you know, a droid with that much capability.
Yeah.
You know, he's pretty special. Surely Watto would have literally not let you seen him. He'd have been like, oh yeah, my kid's out back, but you can't see him.
Yeah, he would have been secret, wouldn't he?
Yeah. But there we go. It's just story. It's story.
That's it, isn't it?
It's how you write a good story, is to involve you in the characters.
Yeah.
If we weren't involved in Anakin's sort of beginnings with Qui-Gon, and then Qui-Gon dying, with us knowing that Qui-Gon's really good for him.
Yeah.
Qui-Gon, yeah, he's a little bit silly in that bit, but he would have made better amends, you know. And then for Qui-Gon to die, that's when you start to go, oh, he's already brought Anakin, but that's not a good sign.
No.
Do you know what I mean? So there has to be the story there for us to be a part of it and see Anakin. And through the films, you'll go, no, Anakin, stop it. But that's because we care about him, and we've seen him from a young lad. We know he loves his mum.
Hmm.
And because he loves his mum, that's why he loses his shit, basically, and kills all the sound people.
Yeah.
You know, so we can relate to him on that level, but it's also tragic, because you're like, oh.
That's it. It's a whole tragedy, isn't
it? Yeah, you had such promise, and now look at you. But we needed that episode one. We needed that exchange between Watto to find out what Shmi is, to find out that Anakin's basically Jesus.
Mm.
If there was no exchange because he accepted credits, there would have never have been the conversations between Shmi and Anakin, or and Qui-Gon, to then go, the prophecy is here.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have had that entire section of the film, because he would have just been like, all right, cheers, mate, see ya.
Yeah, see you later.
And thanks. we wouldn't have known that she had Anakin without her father. You know, it was just the midichlorians magically impregnated her and, and stuff like that. All these things had to happen, and it's because Watto said no.
Mm.
You know, they might have had a little bit of it, but it wouldn't have been the same.
No.
Which is quite sad, really, because the memes online are quite funny about it. But if you delve deep enough, I just don't think it would work.
Yeah, it wouldn't make much difference, would it?
No,
I think that's we've covered enough stuff here.
Yeah.
I don't think there's many avenues we haven't explored here.
No, we've talked quite a bit about it now.
Yeah, and I hope Matt's happy with our roundabout.
Yes, I hope you are, mate.
it always impresses me that we managed to talk for near enough 50 minutes.
That is crazy
on one question.
And it's still quite early in the morning, because we said in the chinwag, but this week, people, we've had to record a little earlier. We actually started at 8 o'clock on a Sunday.
Yeah, that's how dedicated we are.
A couple of weeks ago to what you're listening now. yeah, and it's now like 10:30 in the morning, and we've recorded two episodes for you already. So, you know, this is dedication. And if you listen on Friday, Jamie will explain a bit more of what's going on. So,
Look forward to that.
Because obviously we record the Friday first, but you get the later episode first in your week. But But yeah, no, great talking to you, mate, about that. Thank you, Matthew, for the question. I'm glad we finally got round to that.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a slog to listen to, because obviously, as normal, we jump from lily pad to lily pad with our ideas.
We cannot stay focused on it.
No, no, no. We are crazy fools with our headcanon, but...
I think at least it gives people an idea about how we work out our answers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We always show our work in.
Because we could have just spoken about this beforehand and then done a shorter episode where we've already done all these avenues and written them down. But I don't think that's fun to listen to.
Yeah, I think this is true. This is where we don't do research. We don't do any prep, really. We just look at a question and go, yeah, okay, let's do that.
We don't even write notes.
No, and I think that really helps, because if we'd organized this conversation, we'd probably be done in 20 minutes. And some people might be like, oh, great, I love a 20-minute episode. Bish, bash, bosh, in and out. Yeah. Listen, I've got an answer. I'm on my way again. But yeah, we like to bend your ear for a bit.
Yeah, and it's nice to hear how we get there. Because I could have given you an answer, Jamie could have, but you wouldn't have had me...
He gets the hyperdrive and goes.
Yeah.
Oh, why?
Yeah, but there's no sort of, but what about this later on? And then you and us are reminded of things that... we might have forgotten, like, little details. Like Anakin saying about Free and Shmi. Totally forgot about that until we had talked about it a bit, and then my little brain factory opened the door and went,
oh, yeah.
P.S. there's a bit here you forgot about. but, yeah, Matthew, I hope you enjoyed that, and everybody else. As always, people, get in touch. DM or write in the bottom of the show notes on Instagram or whatever. For some reason, it is getting shared to my Facebook, so if the hashtags on Facebook are reaching you, obviously that's my private Facebook profile, but it should take you to our public Instagram page from my Facebook stuff that it's getting shared to. Feel free to write a comment. We'll read it.
Yeah.
You know, we'll chat about it.
If you've got questions you want us to answer.
Yeah, send us some ideas, because we'll definitely look into it and talk about it. It might take some time,
yeah,
but we will get there, definitely.
But yeah, you can find us on Instagram at WIQGDD. Or you can email us
at wiqgdd@gmail.com.
Well done.
Thank you.
Who knew that six letters would be so difficult to remember in the right order? So, hope you've enjoyed listening.
Yeah.
Looking forward to doing it again, hopefully in roughly a week's time.
Yeah.
We're going to have some interesting timings coming up. Everything will be released as normal, but... between Sean and I, we've got some scheduling conflicts.
Yeah, so we might be doing some more early morning records. Yeah. But actually, I feel quite awake. There's not going to be no yawning in this one.
It's amazing. There's been no yawning.
Yeah, because I know in the other ones that sometimes you do hear a stifled yawn from me, people. Mm. I do get up at 5:00. Come on.
Yeah, it's a long day.
Yeah, but no, thank you, mate, as ever.
Yeah, pleasure talking to you.
Mm.
Look after yourself.
Be good.
And stay out of the sand.
Ah, what's that?